Finally, this morning, we have some music, and the music is created by a local lad, Sean McParland. He's 22, he's from Greystones, and you're very welcome, Sean.
Hey, Dad,
thanks for coming in, and I see you brought in a big gadget with you. There, you carried it in, so you've got muscles as well, as good voice.
Really. It's lighter than it looks.
So, what are you going to play for us?
This is actually the first song that I ever wrote. It's called Ghost, and I wrote it just over 2 years ago. So this will be the first time I've ever done it live on a radio. Ooh. So I'm very excited to do it, I have to say.
Okay, well, here is Ghost then from Sean McParland. We'll give you all the links to Spotify, etc. when he's done. He all set to go?
Yep.
Here we go. Sean from Greystones.
I know how it feels to be alone. And I know what it's like with no one to hold. I'm tired of walking around like a ghost. 'Cause it gets dark when you're terrified. It's amazing what a smile can hide. But then in comes you. You took me by the hand and you saved me. You made me understand that I don't have to walk this world alone. 'Cause you see me, you need me, you believe in me. You're beautiful in every way. You're beautiful in every way. And you help me get through each day. And no more am I afraid, as the beast inside, it slowly fades away. So in came you. You took me by the hand and you saved me. You made me understand that I don't have to walk this world alone. 'Cause you see me, you need me, you believe in me. And no more am I saying I'm tired of living like a ghost. I'm tired of feeling all alone. I'm tired of living like a ghost. Thanks to you, I don't anymore.
Yay. All right, okay, yay!
Thank you.
Well done, Sean. That sounded great. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you for a lovely voice and
a few little wobbles. I got through it reasonably unscathed.
It's early in the morning. Rock and roll, you know. That's the story.
Yeah.
So, how long are you doing all this?
Well, I basically started when I was like 10 or so. Kind of was in a couple of musicals when I was younger, and then stopped when I was about 12, and only got into actually writing songs when I was about 18. So kind of only into the Spotify aspect of things for about 3 or 4 years. But no, it's great. Like, I love kind of being able to write your own stuff and putting it up for people to hear. It's really, really cool. So
excellent. And do you play live around, or
not really? Actually, no. I mean,
an introverted singer-songwriter coming up with the ideas.
I definitely was looking at doing a couple of gigs in town, possibly in Whelan's or Workman's in the next kind of few months, but nothing as of yet. I think I needed to get kind of a bigger repertoire of songs that I'd written behind me before I actually do any live performances.
Yeah, you've got to pick the right spot as well.
Exactly,
intimate type
and
of spot.
Like, just talking to a guy called Dave Pennyfeather, who kind of was in the music industry for a long time, and he's saying you have to have your craft down to a T before you bring it into the public,
because you get the chance, because
exactly,
otherwise they'll dismiss
people
you.
People don't like what they see, first of all. I mean, first impressions are everything. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you're young and you're starting off, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So have you got a sort of a group of songs being put together now for?
Yeah, I mean, I'd no plan to release any kind of
I was tempted to release an album this year if I got enough material made. I mean, I released kind of my last song was in October of last year, and I'm actually going to be recording a new one in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be with a girl called Aisling Jarvis, who's another singer-songwriter, and she's fantastic to work with. She's actually the daughter of Moya Brennan, who was in Clonid. So
you're well connected. There's no doubt.
Yeah, she's fantastic to work with. So I'll be going in with her hopefully in the next few weeks.
Yeah,
and have a new one out. So yeah.
And where can we find more about you?
Yeah, well, I'm on Spotify. You just need to search my name, Sean McParland. I'm on Instagram as well. It's Sean.McParland. It's McParland. And they're kind of the two main ones that I would use for any new stuff that's coming out. So that's where you can find me.
Okay, very good. Thanks for doing that. And we'll go out with a little bit that's been playing under the background here. All I Want to Do has been playing. So just give you an idea of what it's like when Sean is actually in a real studio. That's not a radio studio. Great to meet you, Sean.
And
keep in touch,
Clayton.
Especially when you got some new songs and things, or you're doing a showcase or something.
I will indeed.
Let us know.
Thank you,
Sean
so
McParland. Thanks very much indeed. That's what Sean sounds like with the instrumentation and the recording in the studios. I mean, have him back. There's no doubt about it. Sean McParland from Greystones. Good morning.